live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves this live Saturday edition. The toll-free number for you is 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
Hi, Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We will start things out here by going right into your phone calls. After all, that is the purpose of the show, to take your calls about anything. We go to the amp line, and we talk to Michael in North Carolina on the Appalachian Trail. Hello, Michael.
That's right. Good evening, gentlemen. As you might know, I spent a few days resting my foot after I twisted it, and I'm back on the trail today. So things are looking good here. But that's not what I wanted to talk about. Right before I left, I put up a story about the latest stupidity of the TSA.
This is on your website, homelandstupidity.us?
Right.
Okay.
Okay. On March 22nd, there was a gunshot fired on a U.S. Airways flight from Denver to Charlotte, North Carolina. It turned out to be the pilot's gun.
Oh, wow.
Now, as you might know, the government has a program where pilots can sign up, they get some training, and the government, the Homeland Security, issues them a firearm and a holster and a lock, like a little combination lock for the gun.
Okay.
But so the problem is that the TSA has put some really bizarre and unsafe restrictions on how the pilots can carry these guns.
Do tell.
So what happens is they are not allowed to carry the gun anywhere except inside the cockpit. If they have to leave the cockpit for any reason, like to go talk to the flight attendants or use the bathroom or whatever, they have to take the gun out, take the holster off their belt, then they have to put this stupid little combination padlock into the holster. It's supposed to go between the trigger and the trigger guard, to behind the trigger, so that the trigger won't move.
Okay.
But what happens is that sometimes if it's just right, this lock will go in front of the trigger.
Mm.
So when the pilot goes to stick his gun back in his flight bag and get off the plane or go into the cabin or whatever, There's a danger that the trigger can be pulled.
Oh dear.
And yeah, oh dear, and that's exactly what happened on this flight. They were coming in for a landing. The co-pilot was flying the plane, so the pilot was putting away his gun because he was about to get off the plane.
Mm-hmm.
So as he's putting the gun into his flight bag, the gun goes off.
Mm.
Because the lock came on the wrong side.
Because of the security measure.
Now, because of the security measure. That's right, Mark. The problem with this is not a safe way to handle a gun. It's not even a safe way to store a gun. And the thing about this is the air marshals have known about this for a long time, and they told TSA months ago that this was not safe and that the pilots needed to carry their guns like everybody else does, concealed or whatever, and they need to stay on the pilot and not be handled like 10 times per flight.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
No.
I'm with you on this.
It really isn't.
But, I mean, so he must have put the gun in his bag cocked and ready to go, right? That's the only reason why it would have fired that way, right?
Well, it had a lock on it. Well, I mean, you know, what else would you do?
Well, this is the government thinking, oh, there's a lock on it. It won't go off because you can't pull the trigger.
Hmm.
Wrong. I mean, well, this particular model of gun, I found out, it's the H&K USP in .40 caliber. Now, the USP has about 7 different variants of trigger safety and decocking lever and all that. A few of these variants, the gun actually has no external safety.
Wow. So they are issuing pilots a gun. This is the federal government is giving them this gun. They're issuing these pilots a gun that actually has no manual safety on it.
But they've got a little locking device that's, of course, foolproof.
Yeah, they've got a little combination lock.
That seems insanely dangerous. But yeah,
it is insanely dangerous. Fortunately, when the gun went off, he was holding it kind of sideways, so it just went right out of the plane and didn't hit anything. Mm.
Hold on. Was there that big rushing of air while all the air was sucked out of the plane and the passengers were pulled out of their seats and stuff?
No, there was not. That's only in the movies. That doesn't happen in real life.
You mean that's a complete myth fabricated by Hollywood?
It sure is exciting, though, when it happens
right.
In the movies. Well, very interesting, Michael. So probably, I mean, do you expect anything to change here? Is the TSA going to make a change as a result of this incident, or is this just a news item?
Well, that remains to be seen. The pilot was suspended without pay. Personally, I'd like to see the TSA suspended without pay.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna keep an eye on the story and see how it develops, but it being the government, it will probably take an act of, an act of God to make a change.
Yeah, they'll change it in 10 years after, 15
yeah.
more bullets have been fired through the hulls of airplanes and hopefully not through any co-workers there in the cabin. Hey, Michael, good luck with your hike, and thanks for bringing us that story. We appreciate the call tonight.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. 800-259-9231. Continuing unscreened to the other amp line. Who's this? You're on Free Talk Live. It's who what? Back off the mic there for a moment. Ziggy.
Yeah.
What's on your mind?
I want to talk tonight about how the profit motive has actually helped endangered species in Africa.
Do tell.
Well, basically, there was a documentary last week by this guy called Louis Theroux, who looks a bit like Harry Potter. And he does these occasional documentaries. And he went to South Africa, where a lot of farmers have converted their land into gaming reserves for hunting. But it's not hunting as we know it, where you have to go and chase after the animal. They actually provide the animal for people to shoot, basically.
It's like shooting a fish in a barrel, right? Kind of that sort of thing.
Sorry?
I said it's like shooting fish in a barrel where, animal can't really run anywhere.
I have to admit, it does sort of make me feel a bit uncomfortable. But at the same time, what Louis didn't realize, I mean, he was saying how uncomfortable he felt with it and that he couldn't do it himself. But what he didn't realize was that a lot of these creatures have actually, been endangered, such as the saber. But because there's a price tag on their head, people want to hunt them, they actually breed them now, mm-hmm. and they're now, fairly healthy population.
Right. It's funny how cows are endangered. People kill lots of cows.
Cows
are not endangered. People kill lots of cows every single year, but because there's a profit motive behind it, people breed them, and they have them as livestock, and it really works.
Can I just tell you my one objection to people eat, basically the way they farm cows? Get this, I don't know if it's the same in the U.S., but if a cow drops dead, a natural disease causes in this country, you can't eat it.
If a cow drops dead, what?
If it dies of natural, natural causes, if it just drops dead, you can't eat it.
Hmm. Very strange. I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I don't know what all the regulations are. But I had. I absolutely think that that story about the Africa situation is fascinating.
Yeah.
The first time I heard about it, it wasn't in the exact way you were telling the story. It's just sort of a different example of the same concept. It was Dr. Mary Ruart's book. By the way, she's running for the Libertarian presidential ticket this year, which I think is pretty exciting. In her book, she talks about a couple of different African countries, and I don't recall which ones they were, but one of them had a prohibition on killing elephants and owning elephants. And the other country allowed people to own and, harvest the tusks and use the elephants for whatever purposes they might. And sure enough, in the country where elephant ownership is prohibited, the elephant population is dwindling because of poachers. And then in the country where it's legal, the owners are protecting their elephants from the poachers, and they're flourishing.
Yeah, I was about to say, in South Africa, it has been illegal to hunt elephants, and now they're going to have an elephant cull because, basically, the elephants are eating too much of the vegetation, which is harming other species.
Very interesting, Ziggy. Thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So the moral there is that if you want to save a species, take it off the endangered species list, and not only that, make it so it's legal for individuals to own whatever sort of beast they want to own.
Really, what's the difference between an elephant and a cow?
Or a dog or a cat. 1-800-259-9231. Do you have an objection to that? Do you think people shouldn't be able to own animals? I would love to hear from you. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me. Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
On September 11, 2001, the New World Order hijacked our government and began the process of trying to destroy the United States of America. If we, the American citizens, do not intervene immediately, they will succeed. It is time we stand together now and make our voice heard. At RightToRedress.com, we have the solution. We write congressional letters for you and organize powerful campaigns that will get results and hold Congress responsible to the voters and laws of this country. Get our weekly newsletter and join thousands of other patriotic citizens in a collective demand for a new 9/11 investigation, a stop to the North American Union and the collapse of our economy. For less than 5 cents a day, we will provide you with all the tools you need to use your First Amendment rights in a proven and effective way. We need every concerned U.S. citizen to join us and be heard in Washington now. We can take back our government if we all work together. Join us at www.righttoredress.com. That's righttoredress.com.
Does your company need a new facility? I'm about to tell you something you might not believe, something the conventional construction companies don't want you to know. You can save a surprising amount in both time and money with a new premium quality building. How? Talk with Anthem Steel about a pre-engineered steel building. For valuable free information, just call 1-800-771-1868. Not only does an Anthem Steel building save you time and money, it's also fully customizable. Choose the size you want. Even choose the look of brick, stone, or stucco. And you won't believe how much you can save over conventional construction. This is information traditional construction companies don't want you to know. But if you're on the verge of building a new space, choose a sturdy, pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel and put all that extra time and money where it belongs, back into your business. For valuable free information, call 1-800-771-1868. That's 1-800-771-1868. 1-800-771-1868.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, the live Saturday edition. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy those, including the updates. If you want to get kept in the loop as to what's going on with Free Talk Live, then just go to updates.freetalklive.com and get signed up for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
How much do you spend on coffee? JustPlainJoe.com offers over 60 varieties of flavors, roasted to order from gourmet Arabica coffee beans and whole bean or ground. Just $8 a 12-ounce package. It's roasted fresh to order, justplainjoe.com. Most orders are delivered within 3 days via UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping. That's justplainjoe.com.
800-259-9231. We go to your phone calls about what you want. Let's talk to Ken in Jupiter, Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Ken.
Hey, how are you?
Great. What's on your mind tonight?
I just happened to put the radio on at the tail end of that conversation regarding the accidental discharge of the firearm in flight.
Yeah, it was a pilot in that particular case because of the federal government's absurd rules about the guns.
You know, and I'd like to dovetail on that, and forgive me if I touch on things that have been talked about. I am an airline pilot. I am a federal flight deck officer.
Mm-hmm.
And as we look at this issue that happened with this firearm, it is a crazy rule that the TSA has implemented that I think led to this discharge. The procedures they put in place for us to lock these weapons up are a recipe for disaster, especially in a darkened cockpit.
Mm.
If the firearm is not fully seated in the holster when that lock goes in, you know, like probably happened here, the locking mechanism wound up in front of the trigger as opposed to behind it.
Wow.
And there you wound up with the discharge. You know, the angst that we feel as airline pilots is the TSA never wanted us to be armed in the first place.
No, they didn't. They don't trust any of us normal folks.
Well, you know, and after 9/11, the airline pilots fought hard for this.
Yeah.
And they've been treating us like children ever since.
What's new?
Most airline pilots, I'd say a big percentage, have military backgrounds. We have firearms training. And nowhere has there ever been handling procedures like they exist with the TSA. And it's really just a recipe for disaster. And the TSA, right from the very beginning, when they first implemented this program, one of the first classes to go through the training program back in Ortiz in New Mexico, they had a discharge right at the facility when the federal flight deck officer was getting ready to leave the facility in this exact same case.
Wow.
The firearm wasn't fully seated. They put the lock on. The weapon was pushed in a little bit further, and there you have the discharge.
Well, it's this kind of nonsense that is going to happen as government continues to be in control of security protocols. What the sensible solution is, of course, is to turn it over to the airlines, to abolish the TSA completely, save the taxpayers who knows how much money, and just allow each individual airline to set its own security policy based on whatever factors they determine relevant.
This could have been handled completely with reinforced cockpit doors, reinforced cockpit doors, and arming pilots.
Well, you know, the problem there is that the airlines don't want the expense. See, everybody passes the buck. So, you know, here it is. The TSA winds up with this program. More and more pilots are being armed because they want to be armed. The cockpit door, you know, really, the only thing that is bulletproof is the door. Everything around it, the bulkheads and everything, are not bulletproof.
It's crazy.
So if somebody wanted to just dump a number of rounds, you know, into the cockpit, they can do it just by standing to the left and to the right of the door and shoot through the bulkheads.
Well, I understand where you're coming from when you say that the airlines don't want the expense, but, well, how about instead of that, the airports are in charge of their own security policy, and the airlines can set their own, you know, weapons policy. That's not an expensive thing to say, yes, we will allow you to carry a firearm and be safe about it. I mean, that doesn't cost you anything.
Well, you know, who's going to pay for it is always the question, because everybody's looking at the bottom dollar. And
well, I think the pilots would, if the pilots were concerned, they should pay for their own guns and bring their own firearms on board. It would cost the airline nothing.
You know what? And that probably would be great, you know, but if they would handle, if we can carry weapons like the federal air marshals carry them, there would not be a problem, because, you know, we would holster up when we left home, because mm-hmm. if we're a security threat, if somebody is watching me day in and day out and they say, okay, one day we're going to stop this guy in the road, we're going to take his airline uniform, we got his ID, we're going to take his weapon, and, you know, you saunter through security, it's a problem. Now,
mm-hmm.
chances of that happening are nil, because most of the people we fly with know who we are.
Sure.
And that wouldn't happen. But, you know, you create the issue here of an accidental discharge in flight is because of the way they have us handling the weapon. If we put it on when we leave home and get to work, and then when we come home from work, we take it off, you would less have a chance of a problem because you're not handling the weapon.
Absolutely. Right. There's no doubt about it.
That would be the quick and easy way to solve the problem,
yep.
is just to change the weapons handling protocols for the pilots.
But that wouldn't give the government any control over them, and that's what they're all about. They like control, and they like, as you say, they like to treat you like children, and it's just disgusting and despicable. And, Ken, thank you for the call tonight. We appreciate you dialing in. Let's talk to Jason in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Jason.
Sir. Hello, gentlemen. Great
Hi.
Show as always.
What's on your mind tonight?
Just listening to the pilot and talking earlier about the firearms. The pilots have a heck of a lot more dangerous item than a gun at their disposal, and the fact that they can crash the plane if they want to. The pilots having a gun is really kind of the least of my concern.
Sure.
You know, I'm all for it. Second off, you guys, I don't know if you guys are firearms owners, but you seem kind of surprised to hear that a lot of these guns don't have external safeties.
Well, I am a firearms owner, but I just don't, didn't know that.
I've got an AK okay. and a handgun upstairs, so yeah, I've got
very few revolvers have external safeties. The training of the operator knowing, you know, where his hammer is located, that's usually the best safety devices because all mechanical devices can fail.
Sure,
you never
that's
rely
true.
On an external safety. But my real point was you guys were talking about, who would think it would be right to ban owning of certain animals.
Yeah.
And I know this is a little bit of an odd topic. Here in Florida, this is a cause for quite a bit of concern because what's happening is a lot of people who own pythons, you know, these predatory snakes,
yeah.
can't handle them anymore and release them into the wild, and they're absolutely devastating the indigenous wildlife of Florida, the Everglades.
It's also true with Oscar fish. It's a type of cichlid from the Amazon. In you know, South Florida, just south of like Tampa Bay areas, where it's really the climate gets just right for them, and they are rampant in the Everglades. People releasing them and that kind of thing.
Exactly. So normally I'd be completely against any kind of laws in this area. But, when people don't know what they're doing, what they're getting into, it can cause all kinds of problems.
But you do know that there's laws against it, owning certain types of animals now. I mean, you know, it's against the law to release your python. They're doing it.
It is. That's true. But, like going to an elephant, for instance, because you said, what's the difference between an elephant and a cow?
We'll bring you back to discuss it. Hang on, Jason. 800-259-9231. Also talk to you about whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Storable food. Storable food. HempUSA.org has an inexpensive, nutritionally dense, high-frequency food. Hemp, known around the world, will boost your immune system and increase energy levels. Detoxifies the body and reduces junk food cravings. Burns fat and builds muscle. And is easy to digest, non-allergenic, and gluten-free. Can be made into smoothies, breads, muffins, pancakes, cookies, you name it. The entire planet should make this a staple food in their diet. The seeds will scrape the colon wall. The powder will feed the body vital minerals. And the oil will clean the arterial walls and feed the brain. Try our powder, seeds, and oil today. Call 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org. That's 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. Remember, vacuum packaging this food will have at least a 5-year shelf life stored in a cool, dark, dry place. Holidays are coming, and this would make a perfect gift for friends and family. Call today, 908-691-2608 at hempusa.org. And remember, let your food be your medicine, and your medicine be your food.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just go and download them right there from the front page of the website. There's no logging in. There's no membership fee. Click. They're yours, free, at freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's happening June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to meet your Internet and Free Talk Live buddies, as well as make new ones, and expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. And, of course, if you're coming to Porkfest, we will see you there. We're going to be broadcasting live 3 nights this time around. And it's going to be a good time. Really looking forward to that. We could continue with your phone calls. Jason is still on the line listening on WFTL. We're talking about animal ownership freedom. And you like the idea, Jason, but you're saying that reality says, well, some animal owners are not as responsible as they should be. Therefore, all animal owners should be punished. Is that pretty much your position?
No. My position is, you've got to have some dose of common sense. And for example, I'll use the example of the cow versus the elephant. Lots of guys around where I live, kind of out in the country here in Florida, own cows. Mm-hmm. The problem, you know, cows are easily deterred from moving around. I mean, they do escape every once in a while, but basically a fence. There's not a lot of cows aren't trying to get out. You know, you put an elephant in the same location. Not only do you have to build a big fence, but elephants are smarter. They're more desirous to roam. Mm-hmm. And what you've got to do is you've got to take in the location, the property rights of the people around, and some sort of assurance that you know, they won't get they won't escape. So,
well, now come on, let's be realistic. Do you really think that
I grew up in the country in Florida, in rural Manatee County, and you know that that Sarasota's a circus town.
Right
across the street was a guy who owned lions and tigers and elephants. Oh my!
He had an elephant.
He had an elephant.
Wow!
And you know, we didn't have any stampedes. No elephants got out. And usually,
Don't want your elephant to get out,
right? You don't want, you know, people don't want elephant meat. You know, so there's not going to be a lot of people that own elephants.
There should be some sort of community standard. I mean, the federal government should not in any way be involved. I don't even think necessarily the state government should be involved. The point
is... Why is it that local bureaucrats know better than you how to take care of your animal?
I'm not saying local bureaucrats, but for instance, if I own property next to someone with an elephant, this is a case of conflicting rights. My property rights, you know... He has to keep it off my property if I don't want it.
I think that's common knowledge that if you've got a beast, it's yours and you need to take care of it and make sure it stays on your property. If it gets off of your property, then you're responsible for any damage it causes. If it kills something, you're responsible for that. If it destroys something, you're responsible for that. Let's just leave it right there.
But what mostly happens everywhere, rural Florida included, is when a cow gets out, all the neighbors get together and try to get the cow back. People generally work together trying to forestall any problems like this.
I think if
it was a tiger, you might not be able to sign me up. But
that's exactly it. It would depend on the type of animal and the desires of the other people in the community. That's my point.
If a tiger gets out, then if you're the first person to come across it, you shoot it.
Got a big enough gun to take care of it. And real quick, just two other real quick points.
All right.
I'm traveling tomorrow on a plane. I had to call the airline today and ask them if I could, in my check luggage, have a reciprocating saw, a hammer drill, and a gun. And luckily, all three are fine in checked baggage as long as you declare them.
I'm surprised that they let you have the reciprocating saw.
That's good to know. Quick with your second point, Jason.
Real quick, I've never voted for anything other than a Republican except in a couple of isolated incidents, and all I want to tell every Republican out there is, you know something, once you decide to go libertarian, I was scared off by the legalization of drug emphasis, but once you decide that you're not going to put up with it anymore, it's a very liberating feeling. This is the first time I'm not going to vote for a Republican for president, and I feel okay about it.
Good.
Because the Republicans, you know, they're lying. Same here. You know, I voted Republican for a long time in my life, and...
Now you can feel clean.
You can feel clean for the very
first time walking out of the voting booth.
Well, they may bring someone to the table next time, but I just can't vote for McCain. He's just lied to me. He stabbed me in the back.
Well, now McCain doesn't have it yet. It's possible he could have a heart attack, and then maybe Ron Paul would end up with the nomination. Anything can happen.
Yeah, but you know something? I don't wish anyone ill, but in some way, I'm like you. That almost might be the best thing in the long run.
Thanks for the call tonight, Jason. We appreciate it, sir. 800-259-9231.
I'm not hoping for anything bad for John McCain, but of course, me hoping wouldn't make the least bit of difference. But he hasn't released his medical records, and he's a rather old man, and I just wonder why. You know, and he's had a hard life. He was in a prison camp for years.
Plus, he's angry.
Years.
He's angry a lot, so that could very well lead to a heart attack.
As a matter of fact,
type A personality?
I read a story that apparently at one point he had gotten into a physical altercation with one of his fellows up there in the Senate.
Well, whatever. Hey, real quick, before we continue with the phone calls, just as an aside, I don't want to go off on too much of a tangent, but just make a quick point since Jason mentioned that one of his objections to the Liberty Movement was the whole legalization of drugs thing. From a conservative's perspective, and that's where he was coming from, what you really need to look at, if you're concerned about this particular issue, if this is something that's holding you back, then look at the numbers. Look at the money. Conservatives are concerned about money, right, and spending.
Yep.
Look at the billions upon billions, hundreds of billions of dollars have been spent, probably over $1 trillion at this point, in enforcing this war on drugs. And what do you have for it? You've got more drugs than ever before. You've got more dangerous drugs than ever before. You've got more drug-related violence than ever before. The war on drugs has created the opposite of its original intentions, and it continues to suck money from the taxpayer, from the taxpayers of America at all levels, federal, state, and local, as a result of all of that, nothing has been successful.
Right.
We've lost our civil liberties as well, if you care about that, too.
And making drugs legal doesn't condone drugs any more than not making tobacco legal condones smoking. Look, we can handle this in a nonviolent fashion that doesn't result in locking people up. I'm a former Republican, believe me. The whole idea of legalizing hard drugs like cocaine and heroin, it took a little bit of studying and convincing for me to see that that was the way to do it, but that really is the way to do it.
We continue with your phone calls. We go to Matt in Florida listening on WFTL. Hello, Matt.
Gentlemen, Matt? This is such an honor because, honestly, I've been listening for about two or three months now. And I have to tell you, every time I try to call in, I wait on the phone, and then I get to where I'm going, and I have to hang up. So I'm more than happy to talk to you guys.
The honor is ours. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, first, let me just say, you guys have some interesting callers, because I've never heard of people calling about chemical spills that airplanes spit out by the government or anything. It was interesting. What's on my mind,
though, those are kooks. Those people are kooks.
I remember that lady very well. She actually haunts me. But my question is this. I live in a household that is very, 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 very politically divided.
Hmm.
My sister doesn't care about politics.
Okay.
It's the way it happens. She knows that, but she still doesn't care about politics.
I don't blame her. Politics sucks.
Well, yeah, I know. But my father is a diehard Republican. My father is such a diehard Republican that when my father got a picture, you know, George Bush sends out those pictures saying thank you for blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, he only sends them to the people that pay a certain amount to his election campaign. So yeah, your dad must have really given a decent amount.
But my father thinks that it was signed by George Bush himself.
Ah.
So that's how much of a diehard Republican he is.
There you go.
So you mean it wasn't signed?
He's in denial.
Wait, it wasn't signed by George Bush? It was a printed signature?
No, it's
signature.
Shocking.
I am kind of shocked by that. I mean, it would seem like if someone's going to donate a grand or whatever the threshold is, it's probably at least a grand, if not a few grand. If someone's going to donate, you know, the maximum to your political campaign, is it really that big of a deal to whisk your pen over a photograph?
Have you never heard of an auto pen?
No.
But
I never
now
have.
You have.
I know you wanted to continue, Matt. I hope you don't get to your destination. We'll bring you back. 800-259-9231. We'll find out about his political divide in his family, and we'll talk about that in your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of Joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forgo the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today. Or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease, such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Each night when you sleep, your body uses the time to restore itself so that you could wake up feeling renewed. But wouldn't it be nice to also wake up looking younger? Now there's Night Skin, a serum that goes on while you sleep to reduce age spots, reduce the appearance of wrinkles, and moisturize the skin. Night Skin was made by Dr. Arthur Perry, a board-certified cosmetic surgeon, as an alternative to some invasive surgeries. It has real ingredients that have been shown to reduce the signs of aging and fight natural sun damage, all while you get a good night's sleep. Try Night Skin today and see what it's like to wake up feeling renewed, both inside and out.
Try Night Skin risk-free by calling 1-800-457-9914. Night Skin is guaranteed to renew your skin overnight. Turning back the clock has never been this easy. Try Night Skin risk-free today. Dial 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can bring up whatever's on your mind via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, so enjoy them on us. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, then go buy some great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, like Free Talk Live t-shirts, hats, hoodies. Though it's getting warmer now. It was like 70 degrees up here in New Hampshire today, amazingly enough. So probably not a good time to wear a hoodie, but buy it anyway. Head on over to store.freetalklive.com. We've got so many different great Free Talk Live hats.
It's perfect weather for a ball cap.
Yep, no doubt about that.
We've got plenty of Free Talk Live ball caps.
Yep, so head on over to store.freetalklive.com as we go back to your phone calls. Matt in Florida listening on WFTL. You'd just begun telling us about your politically diverse or divided family. Sister, not interested in politics whatsoever. Dad, hardcore Republican, you know, donated the maximum to the Bush campaign, and you'd left off there, so do continue, sir.
Thank you. And I'm driving around the block. I want you to know that. I hope my girlfriend can wait. But, okay, so my sister doesn't care about politics. My father's a diehard Republican. My mother's a diehard Democrat.
Really?
She's hoping to vote for Hillary. And I am the lone Ron Paulian in the family.
Wow, that is quite a mix.
So here's my problem. We can't even have dinner anymore.
Oh, man.
I mean, when I go home, people laugh at us because they know that whenever somebody gets up from the table, I always get this thing where, how do you live in your house? It's impossible, fellas. What do I do?
Well,
How
old are you, first of all?
My girlfriend is also a Ron Paul.
I want to get a little more baseline info. How old are you? Are you a high schooler, college age, or where do you live? You live at home with your parents? What's your situation?
Well, I'm 20. I'm currently sitting in Florida right now, but I'm from Chicago, so my parents are up in Chicago.
I see. So you do not live with your parents. It's just the occasional kind of holiday get-together. How often are you getting together with the parents?
As of now, while I'm at school, I see them over Christmas, which is about 3 weeks, and then I get a week off in March. And that's about it. Occasionally, if my mother gets sick, I go home and take care of her, but that's about it.
So what is it like when you come to visit mom and dad? Just paint a picture for us. You know, you're coming home to visit, and there's dinner, and
who starts it? I mean, where does the conflict begin?
Well, we're sitting there. I normally end up eating breakfast for dinner. It's just how I operate. Mm-hmm. I love breakfast. Can't help it. And all of a sudden, either somebody brings up a political joke. It doesn't matter. I don't, because I don't want to hear it. But my mother and my father will bring up a political joke, or we have a tendency to watch the news.
That'll do it.
At 6 o'clock in Chicago, because then after 6, the 6 o'clock news, I don't know, everybody loves Raymond comes on or something, and we're all happy. But during that little period of time, somebody mentions something on the news about politics, and the table explodes. And then we start arguing, and it's going back and forth. The dog goes and hides because he knows he's quick to hear it.
So, okay. Well, you're looking for suggestions as to how to avoid this?
This is how my family was, by the way. My mother was a diehard Republican, and my father was the president of the union in Bradenton, Florida.
Okay.
So, I mean, you know, he was a Democrat guy. And essentially, every time they voted, their votes would cancel each other out. so they might as well neither have bothered going to the polls on the big elections, at least. Like, on little ones, they tend to, you know, where it was nonpartisan, they could get together a little bit more, but it's funny, these divided houses.
So is what you're asking for suggestions as to how to avoid this conflict?
Well, yeah. See, the only thing is, though, is that when my father comes home, he needs three things. He needs his chicken, which he has every night without fail.
Good heavens.
He needs his chair, and he needs to take his pants off. That's it. That's what he does. And he needs the news.
Okay, oh, so he has to watch the news. If you're coming home for a visit, you can't just say, look, I'm going to come home, but, you know, I'm not interested in having political conversations with you guys because everyone gets too heated.
It has to happen.
Huh?
He's a lawyer. It's kind of a requisite.
Mm.
So who loses it? I mean, are you just so frustrated that you don't want to keep showing up, or is it mom or dad that just throws in the towel and gets frustrated? Who's really the most, upset at all this?
You know, I'm honest to God, I don't really start screaming at the minute it starts. I just start eating really fast. I mean, like, I can finish a couple fried eggs in like 30 seconds if I try. And I'm just like, thanks for dinner, and I go upstairs, and then I can hear it. Like, I'll be in my room listening to Moby or just reading a book, and all of a sudden, or reading a book and listening to Moby at the same time. And
Is that, if spending quality time with your parents is important to you, and it sounds like it is because you're frustrated
by
this.
It is. I love my family. I do.
If it's important to you, then maybe you should sit down with them when they're not talking about one of these issues, when they're calm, and sit down with them and say, look, you know, I love coming home to see you guys, but you start these political arguments, and you know that none of us agree on this, so why do we even need to go there? It just makes me want to get away from the table sooner, and that's not what I want to do. Perhaps we could just make a gentleman's agreement and not get on to those topics. Just keep it simple. Keep it small talk. Talk about school. You know, talk about the weather. Talk about their job if they're still working. You know, talk about little things like that. And let them know how you feel. And if they care enough, then hopefully they'll stay away from those topics.
All right. Thank you, guys. And before I go, can I ask you guys one favor?
Yes,
sure.
I love it when people call in and ask what the show's all about. So if you could just, if I were to ask you what the show's all about, can you just tell me for the sake that I'm your biggest fan?
Free Talk Live is...
groupie. I'll do your laundry.
No need. Free Talk Live is really just a show about the calls, you know, the callers. The reason that we didn't name it the Ian and Mark Show was because, well, it's really not a show about us. It's about what other people think and that kind of thing. Now, we do take the issues. We're both libertarians. We take the issues from a pro-liberty standpoint.
I prefer free marketeer.
Yeah, well, I prefer to call you nuts, but whatever. And we take those issues from liberty standpoints, but people call in about anything. Fried eggs, for instance.
Sure thing. Matt, thank you for the call tonight, dude. We really appreciate hearing from you, and good luck with your parents. I have the opposite problem as Matt. My mother doesn't want to get anywhere near any sort of issue-related conversations with me because she knows I'm going to chew her up and spit her out.
Well, I mean, you do it for a living, you know?
Well, I mean, it's not that hard to get the liberty perspective. I mean, once you understand the principle, That is that we don't want to initiate force on anybody.
Right. Whatever your great plan is, whether it's a war or to feed the poor or to stop the violence in Darfur or whatever it is you want to do, stop the immigrants from coming across the border. You pick your issue.
Got a good immigration email coming up later.
The question is, are you going to force me to pay for it? And if so, it's a crappy idea.
Right.
Because if the only way that you can come up with solving your problems is to use the force of government in the form of taxes, to get me involved, or even the draft. Some people will bring that thing up. Oh, my God. Then your plan stinks.
Yep.
You're uninventive.
So she doesn't even want to talk to me about it. So I can't do anything but talk about nonsense when I am sitting around with dinner with my parents. That's just how it is for me. So good luck to you, Matt, in trying to get your parents to calm down and talk about some things that actually interest you and don't get the conversation all heated. Let's continue with your calls and talk to Gary in Florida, listening on WFTL. Hello, Gary.
Hi, thank you. I'd like to mention something that I found very interesting today. I was at a Global Human Rights Torch relay in South Miami, and I met a couple of very interesting people. One was a lady named Yan Ling, and another was a man named Sherwood. And Yan Ling had just been able to get out of communist China, and she said that she was doing this exercise system called Falun Gong, and it became more popular than the Communist Party. So just out of jealousy, she said that the Communist Party tried to prove they could control people. So they outlawed this exercise system, and her father was in the Air Force Academy. He's a teacher. Her mother was a teacher there. And they made them sign things. And then when they found out that Yan Ling, this lady whom I met, they found out that she was doing this exercise system, they took her to a detention center and tried to brainwash her to give up the exercise system. And then this other guy, Sherwood, he was a Chinese guy too. And he said that he exposes what goes on in slave labor camps. And he had some interesting data, and he had some pictures, and he showed how the Communist Party takes advantage of slave labor, and a lot of the products are entering our country now. And he said that his family, his parents are back in Beijing, and he's taking an incredible risk to expose that because the party knows who he is.
Yeah, they could go after his family. I could totally understand that.
You know, they use slave labor to make products here in the United States. Many companies use convicts for labor.
It's a little worse, though, over in China.
Yeah,
thank
sure.
you for the call
I mean,
tonight.
The prisons are stink.
We appreciate it. More on the way. Hour 2's coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
George Phillies is the right candidate for president, a serious, well-educated candidate who stands for the basic principles of liberty and the basic principles of this nation. You know the old adage, if you keep doing the same thing, you will get the same results. The choice this election year is simple, more of the same or real change. For peace, prosperity, and liberty, go to www.phillies2008.org.
Paid for by Phillies 2008. This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message.
Hi, this is Ted Turbolizard, and I am inviting you to the Great Freedom Rally on the West Lawn of the Capitol in Washington, D.C. on April 15th. This is being billed as a gathering of the Freedom Tribes from across the United States, and there will be many wonderful speakers and entertainers there from across the country. For more information, visit GCNLive.com, TaxDay08.com, Hauling.RonPaulRoadshow.org, or GrannyWarriors.com, the sponsors of this event, and make a donation. See you there in D.C.
Wake